Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hi, it's David Gilmore calling Christian this morning.
David, good morning. Welcome to Absolute Radio.
Thank you.
Feels like we've got rock and roll aristocracy on the line right now. Thanks for giving us a call.
That's what you call it.
Yeah, it is. And also, well done. Number one album.
Yeah, it's nice. Very nice for an old-timer to get a number one album.
That must still get a great kick. Is that what you were hoping for all these days in terms of who buys records and albums has changed so much?
It's changed an enormous amount, and it's a complete mystery to me as to how and why people, you know, buy the records they do. But I'm thrilled that they've leapt in behind mine and seem to be enjoying it.
And then are you going to be doing live dates?
I've done some live dates. I've just done a few nights at the Albert Hall this last week, and I did a week, 10 days in Europe just before then, playing some beautiful old Roman amphitheatres in Croatia, Italy and France. So I've had a little bit, but I'm going to take a little break now before resuming a few more shows in the run-up to Christmas.
How many times a day do people come up to you and say, so Pink Floyd, are they truly over? Is that it now? Do you still get that every single day, or is it ebbing away now and you're doing solo stuff?
Occasional persons in the media who say those sort of things. The rest of them don't give a shit. I don't
And you're still doing live work. Is it nice getting out there live?
Yes, it's fantastic. Yes, I'm still sort of doing a nearly three-hour show. My poor old throat is having a bit of a hard time, but we're struggling through.
I think that's
incredible. Very, very well.
Because
really fun.
You, the Stones, Bruce Springsteen, there are so many bands and performers that have been around who are still putting on longer shows than anyone else. You're quite right. Yeah, you're quite right. But there's so many artists now. I don't think there are many artists who are doing live work now that can do 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they could if they wanted to.
So listen,
they didn't bore their audience to tears too much.
Who do we have to thank? Are you supporting a charity?
Yes, I'm supporting a charity called the Liberty Choir. Do you want me to tell you about the Liberty Choir?
Yes, please. Yeah, all the guests that have been coming on have been telling us about all the deserving charities. So, it'd be great. Tell us about the work they do.
Okay, well, this is a choir that's run by a woman called MJ Paranzino, an American powerhouse of a woman, and her partner Ginny Dugary. Ginny was the one who asked me to call you. This is a charity that I've been supporting for a while, and what it does is there's a community choir in South London, and they take some of their people into Wandsworth Prison, and the prisoners can sign up to join in with them and sing. These are prisoners who are in the last year or so of their sentences, these prisoners sing with the choir in Wandsworth Prison for a while, and then on their release, there's a place they can go every Tuesday night to go and sing with a much larger choir outside of prison, and it's a way of helping to reintroduce them into a sort of a community, because they're welcomed to this, you know, a large hall somewhere where all these people sing, and they get all the joy of singing, and it gives them something more on release from prison than having just their old haunts and their old ways to go back to. So it helps them to have something really optimistic to look forward to doing when they're out of prison.
Well, sounds like an interesting charity.
Well, you know, I think rehabilitation has got to be the objective of prison. I'm not sure that all recent justice ministers have believed that, but it's something that I absolutely believe, and this is a program that they want to expand into many prisons, hopefully all prisons in time. It's been going for a few years now, and it's receiving some support from the government, and it's something that I feel strongly about.
Okay, well, listen, Dave, thank you very much for calling in. Now, everyone who gives us a call, we just had Harry Radnap on about 10, 15 minutes ago, and he's left a question and it's falling your way. Harry Redknapp's question for you is, who scored the other goal in the 1966 World Cup final? Of course, other than Jeff Hurst's hat-trick.
Yeah, God, I was 20 in 1966. And it was the 60s. You expect me to remember that? I was on a train with a band of musicians traveling down through Spain to go and do a gig in a nightclub in Marbella as the actual World Cup was going on. And so I didn't actually even listen to it. I know the commentator shouted out something about they think it's all over, it is now, but I'm afraid I can't remember who scored the last goal, so I'm a failure. Who
Martin
was it?
Peters, the next time.
Was it Mary Peters? as Tottenham supporters used to call him.
And what's the question from yourself? You can leave one as well for whoever we get now. It'll be tomorrow on the show.
Oh, gosh. Asking me to ask a question. What did they have for breakfast?
What did they have for breakfast?
Sorry to be boring.
Hey, that's quite all right. Don't worry. Listen, it's very kind of you to give the show a call and also support such an interesting and worthwhile charity as well.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the time and the window.
Hey, listen. Okay, it's been a pleasure to speak to a legend like yourself. And
we did get the Liberty Choir that I've been talking about to sing on my the first single from this album called Rattle That Lock. They're there in full voice singing on it. So
people can hear their work. They're in the album right now. It's called Rattle Them Locks. David Gilmour, thank you very much for giving us a call.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.